Today on the podcast, we have an easy breezy, gentle, and really restorative style class. 20 minutes to talk all about finding your center, your confidence, and a true sense of ease. Hey, welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Hattard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. If you enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe. You can also rate and leave a review on iTunes. Super appreciative when you do so. And if you enjoy this, please share it with a friend. I truly appreciate it. I hope you enjoy today's yoga sequence. It's soft. It's pretty simple. Not a lot of shapes, about 20, 25 minutes all said and done. And it is designed to help you just feel and find some calm to, just to find center. I think it's delightful and I hope you enjoy it as well. Please grab out your yoga mat. You can get some yoga blocks if you are interested, or using a rolled up towel so you have something to use as just a little pillow at specific points. Other than that, enjoy, adjust as you need, and have a great practice. Lie on your back in a comfortable position. If you need to bend the knees to place the feet on the ground, or even place blocks or a rolled up towel underneath the knees to prevent the low back from hurting, you can do so. And as you lay on your back, you can take a mudra, a hand position. And what it's going to be is putting together the pointer finger, the ring finger, and the thumb. You bring these three fingers together on both hands so that your middle finger and your pinky finger are extended long. So pointer finger, thumb, fourth finger come together. Pressing together, third and fifth finger are extended long. You can hold your arms like this, your hands like this, palms face up as you lay on your back and breathe. This mudra, its name is Rudra Mudra, lovely rhyme. And Rudra Mudra is all about confidence, trust, strength. When I take this mudra, I really think of calling all of the energy together to a point. So let the energy come together between these three fingers that are touching, feeling their strength right here. And with that, you let the breath slow and steady. Be soft and easy. And letting your breath just travel easily, fluidly through the body. Finding your confidence in your presence right here. And breathing steady and soft. Just feeling the calm center that's present inside of you. And deep breath in. And deep breath out. Another full inhale and exhale. Slowly release the mudra from your hands and draw the right knee into the chest. As you draw the right knee in, you can just gently rock the knee a little side to side, some small circles, just creating some movement, some freedom through the hip. Then you'll take hands behind the right thigh and extend the right leg straight up to the sky. So hands will be holding behind the right thigh. Right leg extends up to the sky. You can take some circles with the ankle and the foot. The goal here is to have the shoulders soft, heavy on the earth, so that you don't have to hold your body up, but rather can rest down into the ground. Take one more breath here, circling the ankles. And then re-bend the right knee and twist to the left. So the right knee will draw over to the left side. The right shoulder will come heavy onto the earth. And you breathe steady. You're not forcing any movement beyond what your body wants at this time, moving slowly and steadily. And deep inhale. And deep exhale. Slowly draw back in through center, hug right knee into chest. And you'll extend the right leg long down the mat. Left knee. Let's draw left knee into chest. We're going to start with some small circles or going back and forth with the left hip. That there's some space here. Some freedom in the movement of the hip. And you'll find some stillness and extend left leg straight up to the sky. Hands behind the thigh, taking some circles with the ankle and with the foot. So we're just allowing the body to slow down. Our days can move very, very, very quickly. Our invitation for today's practice is to really feel the centered, calm, steady strength inside. You'll rebend the left knee and then twist over to the right. So left knee draws over to the right. Left shoulder will be heavy on the earth. Twisting here. Full breath in and full breath out. Another inhale and exhale. Slowly come back through center. And this time hug right knee into the chest as well. You're going to rock a little right and left, right and left. And start to rock forward and back to come up to a seated position. And we'll come to hands and knees. On your tabletop pose, let's drop the belly, roll the shoulders back, cow pose. And as you exhale, round the spine, tuck the chin. Inhale, belly drops, open the heart. And exhale, round, round, round. Belly drops, inhale. And exhale, round. One more time, belly drops on the in. And exhale to round. Neutral spine, inhale. Down dog, exhale. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Lift the right leg high to sky. Exhale, step between the hands and take left knee down to the ground. Let's twist. Right hand up to sky here. So right hand is lifted, left hand's on the ground as you twist the body. Full inhale. And exhale. Take another breath in. And on your exhale, start to shift the hands and the weight over towards the left leg. So the left knee is on the ground. What you're going to do is turn the left toes over towards the right and extend the right leg long. So you'll be facing towards the left side of your mat, standing tall on your left knee, and your right leg will be straight out to the right gate pose. So the right foot presses into the earth, right hand on the right thigh, lift the left hand to the sky, and then lean over to the right. Big stretch. Your next inhale, lift all the way back up and take the left hand down over to the left and reach right hand now towards the back of the mat. So it becomes like a side plank variation. The left hand next to the left knee, about 8 inches from the left knee. Right hand reaching up and over the ear to get long. Full inhale. And full exhale. Now, you're going to bring the right hand down to the ground. You're facing the back of the mat. Come up onto the ball of the right foot and hug the left knee in towards the chest. So you're facing towards the back of the mat, hands on the ground, left knee's hugged in, right leg is extended. And we're going to come to a pigeon pose, laying the left shin across the front of the mat, right leg extended back long. You can choose to sit up tall on your hands or fold the body forward. If your left hip is high off the earth, you can always put a block underneath it. Rest here. Find room for rest here. And find a steadiness in your breath. Slowly you'll press into the hands, returning to a downward facing dog. Take any movements you need. You can shake the legs out, shift side to side, finding some room. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Left leg lifts up high. And exhale, step between the hands. Right knee comes down to earth, and we're going to twist left hand up to sky. Be here in this twist, breathing and steady. Full inhale. And full exhale. I'm going to bring the left hand down to ground. And what you're going to do is walk the hands over to the right leg. So the right foot is going to come over towards the left so that you're facing the right side of the mat. And you're going to press into that right shin, left leg's extended long, arms reach up tall. So standing on right knee, left leg extended. And from here, left hand to the left thigh, reach right hand up and over to the left. Full inhale. And full exhale. Breath in. Breath out. One more inhale. And exhale. You'll bring the right hand onto the ground. Left hand reaches up and over to the right. This side stretch once again. Full inhale. And full exhale. Nice. Left hand will come down to the ground. You're going to tuck the left toes and lift the right knee off the mat. And then pigeon pose, right chin across the front, left leg long. Slowly starting to fold the body forward, letting the head drop. Four breaths. One more inhale. And one more exhale. Press into the hands and come back to your downward facing dog. Full breath in. And full breath out. One more inhale. One more exhale. High plank on your inhale. Come on forward. And exhale, lower down to the earth. Right arm reaches out to the right. Left hand comes underneath the left shoulder. And you're going to press into the left hand to roll onto the right side. Broken wing pose. So there's an opening across the front of the right chest, the front of the right shoulder. And find a steadiness in your breath. And be right here. One breath in. And exhale. Slowly come back onto the belly. Left leg extends long over to the left. Right hand presses underneath the right shoulder and you start to twist over, coming onto the left side of the body. And come as far as makes sense. And the most important piece is that you find softness in the shoulder. Definitely let the head drop onto the earth. If dropping your head onto the earth isn't working, you can always use a pillow or a yoga block. Breathe deep. One more inhale. And one more exhale. Slowly come back onto your belly and then extend the arms out nice and wide. Press both hands into the earth to feel a little lift in the heart. So you're going to engage up the arms super strong. One breath in and one breath out. Hands come back underneath the shoulders. Downward facing dog. One breath in. One breath out. Bring the knees back down onto the earth, child's pose. Just softening the back body, pressing the forehead into the earth, letting it them soften, relax, breathe. Deep breath in and full exhale. Breath in and exhale. Press into the hands to sit up on the shins, and then you will come to lay down on your back once again. And hug both knees into the chest, rocking side to side. And you'll extend the legs. Letting your shoulders tuck underneath you, palms face up. It's resting in our Shavasana shape. Once again, finding center, finding softness, finding peace, breathing steady. You can choose to stay here as long as you'd like. If you're ready to leave your Shavasana, you can bend the knees, roll over to the side, and press up to a seated position. Perhaps finding Rudra Mudra once again, pointer finger, fourth finger, and thumb coming together, third and fifth finger extended. Breathing deep. And exhale. Feeling your strength, feeling your center, setting the intention of moving through your day with this sense of calm. Namaste.